Right, let's shift our attention to the Cup. Huddersfield Town facing familiar opposition in Crystal Palace, a team that the Terriers beat 3-0 down at Selhurst Park. Of course, Palace since then have been making headlines. They have gone so far through the season without, obviously, victory because they haven't scored any goals in the league yet. Change of manager as well, Roy Hodgson now in charge. It's been a busy few weeks for Palace fans. Let's speak to one now from HLTCO. Dan joins us. Dan, good afternoon.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right. Talk me through then the changes in recent times. We know Frank de Boer obviously gone. Roy Hodgson is in now. How do you feel about that change?
Well, to be honest with you, the whole process of getting Frank de Boer in over the summer was one that a lot of Palace fans felt quite positive about when it happened, obviously. And then after four games, to see him go, It's one of those situations where people outside the club will obviously look at it and they'll raise eyebrows. But without scoring any goals, and before the Burnley game, which was his last one before actually losing his job, we did look as if we changed our style to a more Palace way of playing. But I don't know, a lot of it from what the management, i.e. the board and everyone else at the upper ends of the club were saying, it was a case of issues off the field as much as on. So we're in the dark, really, with relation to it all.
Now, Roy Hodgson is the man in charge now. One game that he's had, I mean, obviously difficult for you to make too many judgments, but the game was that 1-0 defeat against Southampton on Saturday. I've seen Match of the Day. I thought Palace looked reasonable, although I got a feeling that, to be honest, if you're still playing now, you wouldn't have put the ball in the back of the net. I mean, these goals, you've got goal scorers. Where do you see that Roy's going to get these goals from, though, going forward?
The thing with what Roy's got to do, in my opinion anyway, is we've obviously got Benteke up front by himself. But without Zaha in the team, obviously he got injured against Huddersfield on the first day and he hasn't played since. We just don't look like an attacking side that's got any cohesion. Obviously, we've got Townsend on the other flank, but without Wilf, we don't have any balance going forward. And quite often, he'll get doubled up on by full-backs and the covering centre-back. And without that level of, you know, probing, that Benteke is almost, he's just cut adrift up there a lot of the time. So really, what I feel we need to do is try and work a way of getting Benteke into the game more so that he's offering a bit more, coming deeper and then actually linking play rather than just staying around the 18-yard box, because at the moment we just look completely lacking in any sort of attacking intent.
Now, Dan, I can't ask you to read Roy Hodgson's mind, partly because you don't know his mind well enough because he only managed one game, but if you were in charge, would you say that the game against Huddersfield is a good opportunity for you to get the first team players, give them some confidence, or would you look at bringing others in and giving them an opportunity to see what they can do?
As I say, I'm not 100% sure how he's going to approach it, purely because I don't know how well he knows the squad or what his intentions are in terms of getting confidence going. I know for a fact that we're going to be using Mamadou Sakho, who obviously we signed from Liverpool over the summer, because he hasn't had a pre-season with them, and I think they're going to give him at least 45 minutes to see if he can, you know, work his way back into the first team. And Pap Suare, who's the left-back who broke both his legs in the car accident about a year ago, he's going to be playing his first game for us since then. Other than that, no one's really sure about the team selection completely. Obviously, with the striking perspective, we've only got Benteke as the striker. There's no one else other than Connor Wickham, who's obviously still injured. So he's going to be forced to have to play quite a few first-teamers, I'd think. And obviously, the need for confidence is dire. So, yeah, we'll see. But I would imagine a relatively strong side will be selected.
Now, the Huddersfield boss, David Wagner, has got a tendency to play what he dubs as his cup squad, so there's usually wholesale changes from Huddersfield. Now, this time, the line's been blurred a bit, Dan, because we saw some of that cup squad in De Potra and so on, and Sabiri, or I would say they might be cup squad players, playing against the Leicester game, playing in the Leicester game on Saturday. So, from a Huddersfield point of view, I expect a lot of changes, but what did you make of that Huddersfield team you saw in Game 1, the ones who came away from Selhurst Park with the 3-0 victory?
To be honest with you, I was impressed by Huddersfield, not even on a perspective of the technical side of the game, more just their match readiness. They looked completely primed, they looked up for it, They didn't seem overawed by the prospect, albeit we didn't play well at all on the day. Funny enough, I actually went with a friend of mine to the West Ham game last Monday. And at that point, I watched Huddersfield, and obviously from the perspective of what I saw at Selhurst on the first day of the season, I was expecting a similar performance, and it did look a little bit flatter from yourselves. But as I say, that's the ups and downs of playing in the Premier League and keeping your squad completely motivated. So, in general, I would suggest that if I was to nail my colours to the mast now, I would imagine you'll stay up quite comfortably if you continue to play the way you did on the first day of the season.
What about the cup, though? Which one of us is having a cup run, Crystal Palace or Huddersfield?
That's a good question. At the moment, I can't see us scoring a goal, let alone winning a game. So I'd have to plump with yourselves, to be honest.
Well, it's going to be an interesting game. Second time Huddersfield have been to Selhurst Park this season, and the game kicks off on Tuesday night at 7:45. It's been a real pleasure to chat with you again, though, Dan from HLTCO. Thank you for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
Thank you very much.